You're listening to a podcast from Cancer.net. This cancer information website is produced by the American Society of Clinical Oncology, known as ASCO, the world's leading professional organization for doctors that care for people with cancer. Today's podcast is led by ASCO member Dr. Evan J. Lipson. Dr. Lipson recently launched a website called Seize the Days that offers people with cancer and their families an opportunity to record and preserve audio interviews as a way to share their personal stories with others. In this podcast, Dr. Lipson discusses Seize the Days and provides stories from patients about how a cancer diagnosis affected their lives. ASCO would like to thank Dr. Lipson and his patients for sharing these stories.
This is Dr. Evan Lipson. I'm an oncologist at Johns Hopkins, and I'm the founder of Seize the Days, which is a project that celebrates the ways that people who are living with cancer make the most of every day. At our website, seizethedays.org, we feature stories from patients and their families talking about the interesting and meaningful ways they make every day count. One theme that comes up a lot is how relationships with family and friends are strengthened after a cancer diagnosis. My patients tell me how they've made more time for their kids or they've become closer to their husband or wife. Here's a clip of one of my patients, Paul, talking about his renewed appreciation for the people closest to him.
My name is Paul Bierley. I am 50 years old. I have metastatic basal cell carcinoma. It started on my face, went to my ear, and now it's in my spine and ribs. After I was diagnosed with the metastatic basal cell, it definitely forced me to look at a lot of things very different in my life. It certainly did provoke some anger, fear of dying, things like that. But there was also a sense of essentially happiness or a better quality of life in a degree. There was much more reflection time. There was much more time, especially with my wife, of thinking about our relationship and how blessed we've been and how lucky we've been and, you know, just the wonderful life we've already lived. And so this certainly, you know, forces you to look at things and you become much more aware of the special relationships you developed over time, you know, with a lot of different people.
Something else that brings tremendous satisfaction to some cancer survivors is activism. One woman I met, she goes by CJ, has advanced breast cancer and has started an organization that supports other breast cancer patients and raises money for breast cancer research. Here's a clip from CJ. She talks first about the support she received when she was initially diagnosed with early stage breast cancer, and then about how things changed once her disease had spread.
My name is Diane Cornelia St. James, although I go by CJ. I am 59 years old, and I have been diagnosed with stage 4 metastatic breast cancer. When I was first diagnosed with breast cancer, the hospital where I had my surgery has a tremendous program for people with early stage breast cancer. And actually, as you lie on the gurney with your IV in and you're waiting to go into surgery, a cheery volunteer comes in and she brings you a bag full of gifts. And she says to you that she's sorry about your situation, but she has been there herself. She's a breast cancer survivor. She wants you to join her program, and she will be your mentor if you want one. She'll walk by your side throughout your treatment. I was very impressed by that program. I thought it was wonderful. And when I was diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, I lay on the gurney in that same hospital, thinking about the fact that maybe I was not going to live much longer. And there was no cheery volunteer who came in, and there was no gift bag, and there was no one offering to be my friend and my mentor. And when I got out and I went to a breast cancer conference, there was no guest speaker on metastatic breast cancer. There was no literature handed out. And I realized through all this how little support there was out there. And what I wanted to do was make a difference for others out there with this disease. It has been the most rewarding experience of my life. I've had a lot of very good jobs, a lot of fascinating jobs, worked with a lot of people, and I've lived in a lot of places. But the people that I've met since I have been diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer have been just phenomenal. The people that have reached out to help us have been just tremendous. To me, it is the most rewarding experience of my life.
People living with cancer make the most of every day in some really remarkable ways. One man with lung cancer built a stone patio in his backyard, which he says gave him both a feeling of control and a sense of accomplishment. Another man with brain cancer took up public speaking as a way to educate and connect with people. At its core, Seize the Days is really a celebration of life. It's a way to honor people who are fighting and who have fought cancer, and it's a way to preserve and share their stories and the ways they have made their days meaningful for themselves and for their loved ones. And I hope that the project also provides hope and inspires all of us, patients, families, doctors, nurses, caretakers, anyone who's touched by cancer. I invite you to read and hear more at our website, seizethedays.org.
Thank you, Dr. Lipson. Learn more about Seize the Days at www.cancer.net. Thank you for listening to this Cancer.net podcast.